Norman Swan is here, as you've already heard. Let's come back to earth a little bit, Norman. A new study's found that many people who believe they have the most common cause of heartburn have something else altogether.
Now, heartburn's really common. You know, 30% of people probably have heartburn at some point in time. And many of them believe and are treating themselves, or their GP treats them, as if they've got something called gastroesophageal reflux disease. Long term, what it really means is acid reflux. Acid goes up into the esophagus, the gullet, which connects the throat to the stomach, and burns it and causes heartburn. And you go off to the chemist and you buy, you know, using the trade name Zantac, or you buy Losec or Nexium to reduce the acid in your stomach to treat it. And for many people, they get relief because indeed it is. And the reason they get acid coming up into the lower end of the esophagus is that the valve, which is supposed to control the acid coming up, you know, stop the acid coming up into the gullet, into the esophagus, isn't working properly. And therefore the treatment, and so the treatment to reduce the acid helps. It doesn't solve the actual problem, but it does help. Now, there are some people in whom the drugs don't help. So despite taking the drugs, they're not helped and they've got severe heartburn, and the GP is wondering, well, what do I do next? And the alternative to the medical treatment is surgery, where they tighten up this valve at the lower end of the esophagus. It's a surgery called fundoplication. It's controversial whether the surgery is any better than the medication. And so this group in the United States decided to do a trial where one group got fundoplication, another group got medical therapy, very intensive medical therapy. But here's what happened during the trial. They recruited 366 people with severe heartburn, unresponsive to drugs like Losec or Nexium, called proton pump inhibitors. But to be sure that they had gastroesophageal reflux disease, they tested them. And they found that all but 78 did not have GERD, or if they did have it, they weren't taking the medications properly. And when they did, their heartburn went away. But a very large proportion didn't have gastroesophageal reflux disease at all. So they're walking around thinking they've got acid reflux, and if they hadn't been properly tested, they might have gone and had surgery and been no better.
As a result.
So the key message from this one is, actually got to get the diagnosis
right. So what did all of these people have?
So some of them weren't taking the medications properly. They did have acid reflux. And what you've got to do with these drugs, the PPIs, is you've got to... The acid-producing cells in the stomach don't produce acid unless you've just had a meal, either during or after a meal. So for the drugs to work, the acid cells in the stomach have got to be open for business, and they're only open for business during and just after a meal. So you've got to take the drug just before a meal, about half an hour before a meal. You've got to take it twice a day. And if you do that, a lot of people will find that they're getting benefit when they were taking it rather randomly during the day otherwise. Some of them, these drugs say that they're 24-hour action, and it may well be that their 24-hour action isn't working as well as it should. The other people had problems with what's called motility. In other words, the muscle action, there's a coordinated muscle action in the esophagus to propel the food downwards. And sometimes those muscles don't work that well and become uncoordinated. And that uncoordination can produce a sense of heartburn. And that needs a different kind of treatment altogether. And some people had no abnormalities whatsoever. They had heartburn, but no abnormalities whatsoever. And that's like a chronic pain syndrome. It's a real sensation of heartburn, but you won't expect the drugs to help. And it needs other forms of treatment as well. So don't assume you've got reflux if it's not responding.
Dr. Norman Swan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Norman Swan is the host of The Health Report. You can hear it at 5:30 this evening, or of course, anytime on the ABC Listen app.